Shadowland by C.M. Gray, narrated by Johan Hevin.
Prologue, The Storyteller. My name is Usher Vance, and mine has been a long and interesting life. Or so I've been told before in company such as this. Brushing back a long strand of silver-grey hair, the old man gazed about the small audience of expectant faces and settled himself more comfortably into the familiar leather chair. Over the years he had come to regard the chair as his own, and like an old friend, was all too aware of its weaknesses and strengths. It creaked and sagged, and he responded in a similar fashion, rearranging his somewhat considerable bulk as he fumbled for pipe and tobacco. His fingers began charging the clay bowl with motion requiring little thought, and he smiled, relishing the delight of spinning yet another tale. "I have lived more years than I can remember." He leaned forward to better study a few of his nearest listeners. "Probably more than the sum of all your years combined. Kings have called me friend, and heathen warriors have sworn to burn the flesh from my bones, vowing to search all seven halls of hell to find me." Several of the younger villagers in the room fidgeted and cast about for the reassuring sight of a parent or friend, but most simply stared at the old man with eager expressions, impatient for the tale, any tale, to begin. As the summer had turned to autumn, and more recently as the first cold days settled a wintry grip upon the land, the villagers had gossiped and speculated upon the subject of Usher's story for this year. The night of Midwinter's Eve was a special night in the village, and the event was celebrated with feasting, dancing, and one of Usher Vance's stories for as many years as anyone could remember. For most of the year, the old man kept to himself and was reluctant to part with any of his tales. Tales that, when finally offered, were told as episodes of his life, though this was rarely held to be true amongst the villagers. Each year, after clearing the remains of the meal from the long communal table, they would drift towards the huge fireplace, each finding his own place on the assortment of mismatched chairs and benches, but leaving the old, stuffed leather chair ready for the storyteller. The clay pipe glowed as the storyteller drew heavily upon it, building the heat as he slowly built the atmosphere within the room. At last, content that the pipe was good and lit, he blew out a long blue cloud of smoke, threw the taper into the fire, and pointed the stem towards several of the closest faces. "I see some of our younger friends gathered here tonight. And as long as they care not for the troubled sleep in the weeks to come, then a story I shall tell. But what part of this life shall I lay before you?" He sat back and sighed, bushy white eyebrows coming together in a thoughtful frown. "A tale of treasure and treachery? Or love and war? What shall it be? So many years I have lived, and so many things I have seen. Yet we only have these hours of darkness, this midwinter's eve, only enough time to fill the night with one true tale." He pulled on his pipe once more, and then reached over to lift a leather tankard to his lips. The villagers watched silently as the old man drank, heedless of the ale that escaped to run through his beard onto his stained waistcoat. Wiping his mouth upon his sleeve, he gazed about and judged it was almost time to begin. He was almost ready to cast the spell of a master storyteller. The innkeeper stepped forward and set another log upon the fire. The flames crackled and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?